United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Jeff Chandler. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. The bonds you buy for your country's defense are an investment in your own security as well. Buy them regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. There's no finer investment in the world. Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra open our show with Harry's own arrangement of Franz Lehár's Merry Widow Waltz. Our guest today is the popular young dramatic star of radio and motion pictures, Jeff Chandler. He appears in an original comedy sketch entitled The Woodsman. For the performance of Jeff Chandler, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Henry Hollister was born and raised in the city. He was perfectly willing to give his share of nature to Nature Boy. His nearest approach to outdoor adventure was a walk in the park. Nevertheless, Henry did go camping once and regretted it all the rest of his life. The affair started one Friday evening after dinner when Henry's wife, Clara, said something about a camping trip.
Camping trip? Clara, whoever gave you the idea I was going on a camping trip?
Your son, which says you promised to go camping with him.
If he got no lower than B in any of his grades. Of course he... You mean he did it?
He did it. Here's his report card.
Oh, no. If the little dickens, he double-crossed me. I didn't think he had a chance in the world of getting a B in every subject. Even arithmetic?
Even arithmetic. He got an A minus in that.
My own son, he does this to me.
So, you promised him a camping trip.
Yes, I did promise him a week of camping out.
Well, all right then. Your 2 week vacation starts Monday, and you can spend 1 week of it camping out.
Oh, but even if I wanted to, I can't go on a camping trip right now. My firm has a damage suit coming up soon, and I may have to testify. But first, he wants me to stay where I can be reached.
Well, tell that to Butch. Oh, and here he comes now.
Good, Pop. You my foresight, Pop?
Yes, Butch. Very good.
Very good, heck. It's a dilly. Well, Pop, when do we start our camping out?
It's this way, Butch. You see...
Look, Pop, I had Mr. Anderson down at the sporting goods store make out a list of what we need. How's that?
One tent, two sleeping bags, cooking utensils, lavender bags. $143?
Sure. We want to do it right, don't we?
See here, Butch, I have a problem. My vacation starts Monday, but I have to stay near home because of a lawsuit that's coming up. I'd like to go camping with you. In fact, I've been looking forward to it.
That's so?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Nothing I like better than a week of camping out. The outdoor life. Yeah. Sleeping under the stars. Uh-huh. That's a man's way of living, Butch. But I've got to stay near home.
Well, look, Pop. I don't care much about going away out in some creepy old woods where there's bugs and mosquitoes.
Huh?
Maybe wolves and things to scare a guy silly. Say, why don't we camp right out here in our backyard?
I don't think...
Henry. Butch can have his camping trip, and you can stay near home.
Yeah. Hey, what do you say, Pop? Huh, Pop?
Look, Clara, I don't want to...
Have the outdoor life, Henry. Sleeping under the stars. Remember how you love it? You keep telling yourself.
Yes. Okay, I know what I'm out wondering. Butch, take the list down to the sporting goods store. Tell Mr. Anderson to send the whole work.
Oh, boy. I'll go right now.
Oh, wait. I'll write a check for it. $148.
Oh, but Henry, it's only $143. What's the extra $5 for?
Aspirin tablets, my sweet. Aspirin tablets. There. Thank goodness that's the last tent stick.
No.
Hmm?
That's not the way.
What?
You throw those tent stakes in wrong.
Wrong? Well, they're straight, aren't they?
That's the trouble. You don't want them straight. The wind comes up, those stakes will pull right out. Yank them all out and drive them in again. At an angle, like this.
Oh, why did I ever let you join the Boy Scouts? Who do you think I am, Davy Crockett?
No. He's dead.
Well, I'm getting there. All right, I'll drive all the stakes over again at a 45-degree angle.
And after that, you can dig the trench.
Trench? I dig a trench?
Sure, Pop. Every woodsman knows that when you pitch your tent on sloping ground, you dig a trench around it to leave the water off in case of rain.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, it's not going to rain. Paper says fair weather for this area.
But, Pop, we're playing like we're up in the North Woods, remember?
That's right, so we are. Okay, after I drive the stakes, I'll dig a trench. Me and my blisters.
Henry, Hollister, what are you doing in my flower bed?
Madam, we are two woodsmen deep in the North Woods, we're pretending. So how can we be in anybody's flower bed?
Yeah, nothing but trees for miles around.
Just the same, you had better move that tent over about 10 feet. What will happen to you shouldn't happen to a coyote.
All right, I'll move the tent.
Better. Now, if you need anything, just remember, send up smoke signals. Good night, dear Slayer.
Go back to your cabin, madam, and stay there.
Yeah, get lost. We sure told her off.
Yes, sir. And what's more...
Ouch! What's the matter?
I've just been caught by a grizzly bear.
All right.
So I backed into a rose bush. Now, get to work, son. Got to have our tent up and our campfire going before dark. There's wolves in these here woods. Well, sleeping in a tent isn't so bad after all.
Pop, do you suppose there are any wolves around?
No, of course not. We're just pretending to be in the woods, remember? And try to get to sleep.
Yeah, but I heard something outside the tent. There. Hear that? Maybe it's a tiger.
Henry!
Worse than that, it's your mother.
Henry, are you asleep?
What do you think?
Well, your boss wants you on the phone.
Oh, he does, Dusty. Mm-hmm. Well, this is my vacation, and what's more, Butch and I are away up in the North Woods.
50 miles from a telephone.
Yeah, so we can't possibly talk to him. Tell McPherson we're on a camping trip. I'll phone him in the morning, long distance.
All right, I'll tell him. Okay, good night, Kit Carson.
Good night.
Another noise. Something's trying to get in.
Well, it's just a dog or a cat or your mother or something. Go to sleep.
Well, it could be a wolf. My scoutmaster says animals from the woods sometimes do get into the city.
Small animals, maybe, but not wolves. Now go to sleep, sir.
Pop, I see it now, right outside the tent. Look.
I see it. It's a cat.
With a white stripe down its back and a long, bushy tail?
All right, so it's a Persian cat.
Scram, beat it.
There, it's gone. I go to sleep.
Sleep, Pop. You're a brave man, you know that?
Am I? Well, naturally.
My scoutmaster says that some of the fiercest animals in the forest are afraid of a skunk. But you're not.
Well, I always try to... Huh? You mean that thing was
uh-huh.
A... Oh, where's my pants? My slippers? Goodbye!
Hey, Pop, wait! Pop, come back!
What? The whole neighborhood. What's the matter now?
Mom, will you call up Willie Jones and tell him his pet skunk is loose again?
Whee! That's not Willie Jones' pet skunk. Now I'll have to camp out in the woods.
That was a mighty enjoyable performance, Jeff Chandler.
Thank you, Rod. It was enjoyable for me.
Well, I know you're a regular defense bond customer, Jeff, and before you go, I know our audience would like to hear your ideas about bonds.
Well, Rod, my ideas are very simple. I've always found defense bonds a wonderful way of saving. When you buy them regularly, as I do, they have a way of piling up. The first thing you know, you have a nice nest egg for emergencies and a head start on some of those ambitions for the future.
Well, you're certainly right about that, Jeff. That's why so many millions of Americans are buying bonds automatically through the payroll savings plan where they work or the bond a month plan where they bank. Automatic saving is sure saving.
Right, Rod. And remember, friends, today those dollars invested in defense bonds do double duty. They not only help to make your own future more secure, but they help to make your country strong for defense. Let's all remember that defense is our job, too. Let's all buy defense bonds all we can as often as we can. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Jeff Chandler, and thanks again for being with us.
During the past quarter hour, you have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to Jeff Chandler, our star, for a fine performance. To the members of his supporting cast, Gigi Pearson and Jeffrey Silver, and to his director, Louis Grab. Next week, we'll have another famous guest on hand, so we hope you'll be with us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save regularly with Defense Bonds. Through the payroll savings plan where you work. They're an investment in your country's defense and in your own future security.